On this spring election day, you're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you have a line to the head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp. Members of the National Guard live in every county in Wisconsin, and members of the Guard have been working with the State Elections Commission to distribute cleaning supplies to polling stations, also deploying troops to serve as poll workers due to worker shortages due to the pandemic. So what questions do you have about the Wisconsin National Guard's mission, its presence during the coronavirus pandemic? Are you or is someone in your family serving in the Guard who's been called to duty? What is their role? Join in 800-642-1234. Major General Paul Knapp commands the Wisconsin National Guard. He is also the state's senior Homeland Security advisor and oversees Wisconsin's emergency management. Major General Knapp, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Take us to polling places around the state. What is the National Guard's role today? What are you seeing?
So, Kate, as you mentioned in your lead-up here, we have National Guardsmen serving all over the state, assisting at the polling places doing such roles as actually poll workers. We trained some of our guardsmen to be poll workers in the days leading up to the election. And the bottom line is they're doing whatever the clerks in the local communities need in order to make the election happen today as safely as possible.
Do you find that they had the adequate training to be able to do these things that the poll workers, the people who are managing these polling sites, that they need to get done?
Absolutely, Kate. They went through the same training that any other poll worker in the state would go through. One of the things I'd like to highlight is this is a great illustration of the National Guard and how basically we're your neighbors out there. The majority of the folks that we sent out are working in their home counties. State statute requires a poll worker be from their home county, or you can do it in your home county. So this is your neighbors out there helping at the polls and making sure that the election can go off as successfully as possible today.
At last count, we had heard there were about 350 guardsmen called up to be at polling sites. Is that an accurate number?
It's actually quite low. That number may have been an early count from a week or so ago. However, you'll be surprised to know that 2,483 guardsmen were called up to support the polling efforts today.
And so 284 out of, you know, about 10,000 National Guard troops who are in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Yeah, 2,483.
Oh, 2,004. Okay.
Yeah, so over a quarter of the National Guard airmen and soldiers from the state are involved in helping today at the polls.
Will people casting their ballots be able to identify who these National Guard service members are? Will they be in uniform?
They will not be in uniform. Today's mission, they'll be just like your neighbors. They'll be out there in civilian clothes. The only way you'll be able to tell is their professionalism. Perhaps they'll have a little bit shorter haircut maybe younger than the average poll worker that you're used to seeing.
We're talking with Major General Paul Knapp, who commands the Wisconsin National Guard. He's also the state's Homeland Security advisor. We're talking about the election today and the role of the National Guard in the mission of COVID-19 here in Wisconsin. You can join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Major General, yesterday Governor Evers had issued the executive order to postpone in-person voting until June. That order, of course, reversed almost immediately by the state Supreme Court. Do you think the election should have been postponed?
Well, Kate, it's definitely not our position to determine or comment on any of the politics surrounding the election. What is in our role is to be prepared and ready to support in any eventuality, and that's exactly what we're doing today with the National Guard across the state.
So will, you know, how will members of the Guard be assisting county clerks after polls close tonight? Will they continue helping out in some way?
Absolutely. The Guardsmen will be doing just what any other poll worker will be doing during the polling season. They'll definitely be available to help tear down, clean up. A lot of guidance has been put out there by both DHS and the CDC in terms of both preparation and cleanup after the elections, with things, you know, using the hand sanitizer, wipes, spray bottles, and the other the equipment that was used during the election, that they'll be available to clean up.
The Guard was also distributing PPE, I understand, to polling sites. What was that like?
Yeah, when PPE, personal protective equipment, has been a big buzz term during this COVID crisis. And what we did was the National Guard helped distribute hand sanitizer, wipes, spray bottles. An interesting thing about the hand sanitizer, since, as you know, it's really hard to come by across the well, anywhere right now, because of what's going on, the hand sanitizer that went out there today was actually distilled in a Wisconsin distillery that we contracted through the emergency management group to make that hand sanitizer that we could then distribute to all the clerks across the state.
We have a call now here. Paul has a question from West Bend. Hi, Paul.
Tell me the how many personnel out of the National Guard units here in Wisconsin were mobilized? And have you given an estimate of what the cost is as far as the total time consumed and resources that were being are being provided? And who picks up these costs? Is it assigned to the counties, or did the state citizens of the state pick it up? Explain that to me, please.
Got it. Hey, Paul, that's a great question. So the number is 2483 that I got updated this morning. And then those, in terms of the time, it's a four-day order for each of the soldiers and airmen that are out there helping. So they came on duty on Sunday, and the reason it was 4 days was so that they could get that mandated training that's required for poll workers in Wisconsin. So they completed that training on Sunday and Monday. They helped with the setup yesterday at all of their dispatch and went out to their actual polling sites yesterday, met with the clerks, and the clerks gave them more specific instructions on how they were needed, what they were needed to do. And then today they are helping to run the polling place, and then tomorrow they'll be assisting with cleanup and then demobilizing. So that's basically a four-day order. In terms of cost, the way the National Guard is funded, 75% the salary for a National Guardsman is paid for by the federal government, and 25% is paid by the state. Any other costs would be picked up by the state, and there wouldn't be any costs to the local municipalities or counties.
Paul, thank you for the question. We're talking with the head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp, about how the Guard is taking on these new COVID-19 missions, including the helping carry out the election today. Where do you think the National Guard could help the most at this time of a health crisis? What events around the state could benefit from the presence and the help of the state National Guard? What have you heard about how other states are enlisting their Guard? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll pick this conversation up in just a minute with Major General Paul Knapp here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're taking a closer look at the COVID-19 missions of the Wisconsin National Guard here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we have learned, more than 2,400 soldiers and airmen are serving on state active duty right now in response to Governor Evers' public health emergency. National Guard is helping to run voting sites across the state today after thousands of election workers stepped down, fearing their safety. We're spending the hour with Air Force Major General Paul Knapp, the chief of the Wisconsin National Guard, appointed by Governor Evers in February. He stays with us. Let's take another call now. We have Pamela, who is joining us from Appleton. Hi, Pamela.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. And I am outside my voting poll. I did arrive at about 7:15 this morning, and I have watched. Everybody who has gone in to vote has worn a mask. When I went into the building to vote, there were seven poll workers. I'm not sure if any were National Guards. I'm thinking they were because all of them were much younger than two people. And, of course, when I vote at this particular site, it's always senior citizens. Now, my concern, when I walked down to the voting pool, out of those seven attendants, only two people were wearing masks. The two that were wearing masks were behind the plexiglass sign-ins. The other five, one was the greeter, one was, I think, the observer, and then there were three at one table. The three at one table, it was a six-foot table, so they were seated 2 feet apart, which is also a little uncomfortable for me to see. And what I did... I went home, and I have extremely bad lungs, and my doctors, I always have to wear masks. And I came back and gave them six masks to use.
Oh, wow.
I felt like the drill sergeant. You know, I told them, I'm giving you each mask.
Yeah, Pamela,
you're welcome.
Thank you for sharing.
My concern is, well, you're welcome, but were our guardsmen told to bring masks, some type of face covering? I mean, were they trained on the rules, how far they should be distancing themselves?
Major General, could you, Pamela, thank you. Could you respond?
Yes. Yes, Pamela, thanks. First of all, thanks so much for contributing those masks. I know that we did send masks out to all of the polling sites, and the clerks at the polling places were given instructions on how to use all the personal protective equipment and the standards for social distancing and how to make that work. It sounds like they were grateful that you gave them those additional masks, and hopefully that'll help to keep them safe.
Let's bring in Mike now in Middleton. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Hi. My question was, this is a retirement home where I'm calling from. And it is at 9401 Old Sauk Road, Middleton, Wisconsin, 53562. There are some people who want to go and vote, like their civic duty is, in spite of this coronavirus. But they don't have transportation or, can they send a guard person who can pick them up? There are only two or three people, that's all.
Mike, thank you for calling in with that. Major General, how could transportation be arranged here on voting day?
Yes, Mike, thanks for that question. I appreciate you trying to exercise your civic duty. It's a tough one. The National Guard, we can't self-deploy. We can't make that call. It would be the civil authorities we report to would need to make a request. So the Wisconsin Election Commission or your clerk would probably be the right person to start with on that. Apologize, I can't be more helpful in this case, but that's just outside of our lane.
Mike, thank you. Let's go to Craig now in Onalaska. Hi, Craig.
Good morning. My question is, what legal authority does the National Guard have in order to take part in elections?
Got it. Okay, so Craig, that's a great question. And in terms of legal authority, it's based on Governor Evers' executive authority and direction. is where the legal authority is given. We did a lot of legal research into this to make sure that we were doing it the correct way, because that definitely has come up as a question anytime that you involve the National Guard in a mission that isn't part of our traditional role. However, working in their own counties and out as your neighbors out there going through the same training as other poll workers, it was completely within the law, and Governor Evers chose to use the National Guard in this role.
Major General, has this been done in other states where the Guard is being called out at all in this type of capacity, historically or presently, in an election day capacity?
It's not to our knowledge. We don't think that this has been utilized before. Of course, this coronavirus pandemic we've never seen anything like this before either. But it is within definitely our role and mission to support the civil authorities.
We're talking with Major General Paul Knapp, who commands the Wisconsin National Guard, taking your questions this hour about the election and about the other missions that the Guard is doing in the face of COVID-19. Let's go to Tamara, who is joining us from Ashland with a question. Hi, Tamara.
Hello, this is Tamara, and I wanted to thank you for being there and for coming to action. But it is so illogical. There is no basis in medical logic, in civic logic, in any kind of mind that I am familiar with that is following procedure. This is so anti-procedural. How are you going to keep these people that are too close, that have masks that they don't know how to put on, that don't know how to turn their gloves inside out, that don't know a lot of things, and oops, I accidentally bumped into you. This is just crazy, crazy town. How do you make us feel safe, even though you have the title of National Guard?
Major General, what are those safety protocols that the Guard went through to get to this day?
Yes, prior to today, first of all, Tamara, thanks for your call and concern for the safety of the National Guardsmen. We do appreciate that. In terms of training, all the Guardsmen did go through training on proper use of gloves and proper use of face coverings and all of the other guidance from DHS and CDC prior to going out to the polling places.
Let's look for a moment at the other missions the Guard is carrying out in this crisis, in this health crisis. Over the weekend, it was announced that two people had died at the Sunny Ridge Nursing and Rehab Center in Sheboygan, and members of the Guard were already there at the time. What have those members been doing there?
So, Kate, the first thing is I'm not sure on the exact timing of the unfortunate deaths at the nursing home. What we did was we were called out to help that nursing home over the course of just one day to go in and test the residents and the staff there to help them not get in a position of a widespread outbreak and help them make better staffing decisions and isolation decisions for their residents. As you've seen across the country, one of the most vulnerable places that COVID-19 has been seen is in assisted living facilities and nursing homes. And so when we get a call like that, like the one from Sunny Ridge into the Emergency Operations Center, we have teams of National Guardsmen ready to deploy to do missions like that in order to basically help prevent any further loss of life.
Are there
support the civil authorities in those decision making?
Yeah. Are there any of those types of missions that are about to get underway in any other types of facilities, such as nursing homes?
We don't have any other right now. We're ready in case an outbreak like that occurs in other assisted living facilities, nursing homes across the state. We have three teams trained right now for that type of role, and they're on standby.
How has the Guard been testing members of the Guard for the coronavirus? What is the testing protocol?
Right. So we have daily medical monitoring of guardsmen that are on state active duty. We also have instituted that at the State Emergency Operations Center here in Madison, where we have daily fever checks or temperature checks, and then also go through a medical questionnaire prior to entering the building to go to work at any of these facilities.
So as you look at taking these, all of these missions as they are coming in, do you expect to need to call up additional guardsmen in Wisconsin?
We're definitely prepared to call up additional guardsmen, depending on how the COVID epidemic pans out over the next couple weeks. The models have actually shown a shift in a good direction over the last few days. There are millions of models out there, unfortunately, and they all vary in their accuracy. However, it was a good indication to us here at the State Emergency Operations Center that the efforts that we're taking across the state are making an impact, and people actually staying at home and following social distancing guidance, those things are making an impact. And so hopefully we won't have to call many more guardsmen to state active duty, but we are prepared to call as many as we need to assist the civil authorities in dealing with this emergency.
Talking with Major General Paul Knapp, who commands the Wisconsin National Guard. We'll stay with him back after this news update here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Just a heads up now, you can find the latest coronavirus news and a growing collection of related stories and data analysis at our website. It's all at WPR.org/COVID. Right now, we're talking with the chief of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp, is here. And in recent days, rumors have been circulating around that the state, that the Guard is preparing to enforce statewide quarantines, or the Guard is shutting down healthcare facilities and other infrastructures. And those rumors were roundly debunked. But if there is information you want clarified about the Guard's role in this pandemic, join in at 800-642-1234. And Major General Paul Knapp stays with us. Let's take another call now. Brianna is joining us from Poinette. Hi, Brianna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling because I've been listening to the show and hearing these people calling in who have been out at the polls, who have seen the guardsmen out there not putting in place their training that they got for the PPE guidelines and the social distancing and staying 6 feet apart. And I just want to know, their training doesn't really matter if they're not putting that in place and following the protocol. So I want to know what's being done today to ensure that they are keeping themselves safe and the public safe and that they're actually following these guidelines. Do you have procedures in place to go and verify that they are putting these policies and safety guidelines into place?
Hey, Brianna, thanks for that question. First of all, I just want to be clear that there's no way to know whether those folks were guardsmen or not. And now, of course, is not the time to place blame or point fingers. So what I'd like to do is just reassure you that we are in contact. We have a operations center here as a subset of the State Emergency Operations Center that's in direct contact with the Wisconsin Election Commission, and then also out to the clerks and the people that we have on the ground.
Brianna, thanks.
And we're,
go ahead, Major.
Yeah, just to add to that, and Brianna, that we're definitely while we're filling a large role in the polls today, we aren't the only poll workers out there. So so definitely, I do appreciate everyone's concern about the guardsmen as well as your neighbors who are out there at the polls. Thanks for that call. And Kate, if I could just say one thing that just a little overview here. A lot of times I use the term we, and when I say we, it generally means the entire state effort to solve this COVID crisis, because I also oversee the State Emergency Operations Center as well as the National Guard. The National Guard is actually a small part of the response options that we have across the state in dealing with emergencies.
What is the postmortem like on this particular mission of the Guard assisting in this election? What will you look back on and evaluate, and how do you evaluate?
So great question. We're going to be doing after actions, are what we call them, on all of the efforts that we're putting into this this COVID crisis. And as far as lessons learned, one of the things that being a new commander of the National Guard here and overseeing the Emergency Operations Center, I cannot tell you how proud I am of the efforts of the Emergency Operations Center personnel and all the departments represented, as well as the National Guard. I think it's unprecedented that we would get over 2,400 guardsmen activated on state active duty and trained and to the polls within 72 hours. 48 hours to get them on duty, get them trained, and get them out to the polls just as a testament to how this all-in Wisconsin effort is going.
Let's bring in Rana now in Rice Lake. Hi, Rana.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Major General.
Good morning.
It's our experience that National Guard I'm just beaming with pride this morning. I'm so thankful for our well-trained Wisconsin National Guard members who are there assisting when the public cannot. That's part of what the Army or the National Guard does. I have 100% confidence that everyone that's in those positions will be doing their absolute best and working with the skills that they have to make sure that today rolls by as smoothly as it ever would, even if it was full of the regular poll workers. So I want to just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We're a National Guard family for all that you're doing.
Thanks,
and all that those service people are doing, because it's not easy. And you're going to do it beautifully, and you're going to represent the National Guard and the state of Wisconsin with pride. So thank you so much for everything you're doing today.
You're welcome, and thanks for saying that. That means a lot, and I'll make sure that everybody who isn't listening now gets to hear that message. Thank you.
Let's go to Chris now in Madison with a question. Hi, Chris.
Hi, I have two questions. I'm hearing the term guardsmen a lot, and I'm wondering if the guards include women also, or if it's just men. And the other question is, I heard the guests talk about the mask in terms of protecting the poll workers. My understanding is that when masks are worn in public, the purpose is to protect other people.
Those are great questions, Chris. Yes, guardsmen is a generic term for our National Guard personnel. It also is both airmen and soldiers in the state of Wisconsin, men and women alike. In terms of masks, you're right. The purpose of a non-surgical or non-respirator mask is largely to prevent the person who's wearing it from contaminating someone around them. So while that is the case, if you take then two or three people and you put masks on all of them, then it's basically providing protection for all of them.
Chris, thank you. We have Major General Paul Knapp with us this hour. He commands the Wisconsin National Guard. He's also the state Homeland Security Advisor, taking your questions about the Guard as the COVID-19 response carries out here in Wisconsin. Your questions at 800-642-1234. Major General, there have been rumors circulating around on social media as well that the Guard would be enforcing statewide quarantines and the stay-at-home order. Is there anything to that?
Thanks, Kate, for giving the opportunity to talk about this. We try really hard to debunk those rumors. No matter how hard we try, there are people out there with nefarious intent who try and undermine the best efforts and intents of people all across Wisconsin trying to fight the coronavirus epidemic. So in short, those rumors, they are in fact rumors. It's not true. There's no plan, and there's been no discussion of the National Guard enforcing the Safer at Home executive order.
Let's bring in Joe now in Oshkosh with a question. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm just kind of wondering, I read a report that said that the National Guard was going to fill in for corrections officers if a bunch of correction officers were to go down with coronavirus. I'm just kind of wondering, is there any validity to that? I heard that was a worst case scenario.
Hey, Joe, that is a great question, and that that is not a rumor. That is a mission that we are prepared to do if necessary. We have trained and planned to back up correction workers if there's an outbreak in a correctional facility. And that's not new to coronavirus. That's a longstanding plan that we've had in effect for quite some time here in the Wisconsin National Guard. And it's not unique in Wisconsin. It's across National Guards in most states.
Joe, thanks. We've also heard the state National Guard has been charged with helping to run the newly opened self-isolation centers in Milwaukee and Madison. What is happening at these centers, and what is the role of the National Guard?
Okay, yes, we have been on mission at the self-isolation centers in Milwaukee and Madison, and the role varies from medical staff, from nursing staff to medics who will do assistance there to administration of those in basically managing the facilities in a supporting role to the local authorities.
Let's bring in Mary now in Madison with a question. Mary, hi.
Oh, good morning. I wanted to ask about the Guard's role in the Milwaukee election, because I've heard there's only 5 polling places open in Milwaukee, and have you been able to add any more polling? Have they been able to add any more polling places? Because it seems to me we're having an election and disenfranchise the city of Milwaukee, which is a lot of people.
Right. Hey, Mary, thanks. That's a great question. So the city of Milwaukee and Dane County were the two largest requesters of assistance from the National Guard. In terms of the first part of your question, we don't play any role in the actual setup or how the election is structured. So choosing those 5 polling locations or reducing to those 5 is not anything that we would be a part of. However, looking at my rough numbers that I have in front of me right now, it looks like in Milwaukee County in particular, we sent 266 National Guard members to assist at the polling places that were set up in Milwaukee.
And so if there are, so that would be a number of National Guardsmen at these sites then, would it not?
Yes, I definitely am not good at math and try not to do it in public, but if there's only 5 sites, 266, someone smarter than me can do the math, but that's a lot of guardsmen at each of those polling places.
Let's go to Greg now in Madison. Greg, hi.
Good morning. I just wanted to share my experience. I just went to my polling place, and it was, I felt very safe. It was well run. Compared to the grocery store or a big box store or a convenience store or hardware store or the like, if I was going to get exposed to the virus or if I was going to expose someone else to it, it wouldn't be at the polling place. So I wanted people to, if they're concerned about going, they should go. It at least in my experience, was very safe and clean and everything. And if they're concerned, they should go, and if they're if they get there and they feel uneasy, then leave. But
Greg, thank you for that observation. We're talking with the head of the Wisconsin National Guard, Major General Paul Knapp, about how the Guard is taking on new COVID-19 missions. With your questions, where do you think the National Guard could help the most at this time of crisis? What events around the state could benefit from the presence and help of the National Guard? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There are more than 2,400 members, as we have learned, of the Wisconsin National Guard serving right now across the state. They're at polling sites around the state due to a shortage of volunteers from the pandemic. They're helping staff self-isolation facilities in Milwaukee and Madison. What questions are on your mind about the National Guard's presence in the face of pandemic? Still time, 800-642-1234. We have Major General Paul Knapp with us, and he stays with us. Let's take another call now. We have Luke joining us from Madison. Luke, hi.
Hello, my name is Luke. Two comments. First, the voting on at my school on Madison's east side was light, and the school is small, and there was just no ventilation. The social distancing was not as good as I would have liked. And number two, the disabled people who get rides around Madison from various paratransit companies, the drivers don't get very much training on how to be safe. The buses are clean and things like that, but we don't have training. I just thought the National Guard would like to be aware of that.
So thanks for that input, Luke. I really appreciate it. And what I can do with that, and I'm not sure that it's a role for the National Guard, but as being at the Emergency Operations Center and having the contacts with the other agencies from around the state, I can definitely take that back to the Emergency Operations Center and make sure that that's something that we're taking a look at as far as training and sanitizing for those folks that are driving disabled people around the city and state.
And as you talk about the Emergency Operations Center, how does the communication chain of command work between the Guard and the Governor's Office and the State Department of Health Services?
Right. Okay. Great question. So the governor is the commander in chief for the National Guard, first of all. And the next thing is that Department of Health Services is the lead agency for in this crisis. And so in terms of chain of communication and command, the EOC is set up to handle local emergencies. And so we've had to do quite a transformation of that process throughout the course of COVID. So instead of having a small localized emergency where the local authorities call to the state when they've run out of resources and need assistance, we now have information coming in and requests coming in from all directions, not just up from the municipalities. So in terms of communication, just to get to that person, with very close communication between the EOC, the Guard, and then also with the governor and the governor's staff and the other secretaries of other departments around the state. I am in very close contact with the governor. I'm on a call with him at least once a day, and if not more.
Are you in communication at all with military officers and agencies on the federal level?
Yes, definitely. So the big one there is the Army Corps of Engineers, who has come into the state to assist us with building alternate care facility capacity in the state, which right now we're exploring those options in case we need surge capacity bed space across the state. In terms of other federal agencies or other opportunities to talk outside the state, I'm on a call 3 times a week with all of the adjutants general from the other 53 states and territories, where we share information and lessons learned in real time.
What are the jobs and responsibilities of National Guard members who aren't serving right now, who haven't been called up to this pandemic?
Right. Their primary job, as mostly your neighbors and other citizens, are to, number one, be ready in case they're going to be called. Many of guardsmen out there are actually in essential positions, healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, that are actually guardsmen that we won't be calling to state active duty because they're already doing their part in those other critical roles and missions. Then the other part is, just like I tell everyone, for some people, your job is to stay at home and socially distance, and for other people, it's to fill your mission essential or critical role in the state of Wisconsin to help us get through this.
We're talking with Major General Paul Knapp, the state's adjutant general in charge of 10,000 Wisconsin National Guard members. He's been taking your calls throughout the hour at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Sherry now in Madison with a question. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm just wondering how many National Guard personnel are medical personnel, as in doctors, nurses, or nurses' aides, throughout the state in case they need to be called up to help in this.
Hey, Sherry, that's a great question. Right now we have about 120 medical folks actually on state active duty. We're continually scrubbing our roles and rosters to find out if there are more folks out there. In fact, the National Guard across this state and other states, we're actively looking for recently retired or separated folks from the military that we can call back if we can. It's definitely an all-in effort to find as many medical providers as we can. And the number that we have is in the hundreds between those that are out in the civilian community already serving in those roles, plus the ones that we have brought on to active state active duty to assist directly.
Do you find that you maybe have to call up for help with facilitating medical services, as in the role of nurses and more medical personnel and physicians?
Well, most of those folks that we can call up, we've already called up.
Okay.
And they're either currently on mission or they're preparing for missions that may come up in the weeks to come.
Before we let you go, I want to make sure we touch base with this. You replaced Major General Donald Dunbar, who had resigned as the State National Guard commander in December at the governor's request, after the federal investigation found a number of shortcomings in how the Guard handled sexual assault allegations. How have you worked to change the process? I know you haven't been on the job long, and there is this crisis at hand, but how are you responding to sexual assault in the Guard?
Great. That's a great question, Kate. And I just want to say that it's my number one priority, as it relates to sexual assault and harassment, is to foster an environment here in Wisconsin where anyone inside this organization will feel safe and protected in reporting. In terms of the crisis, while there is a crisis going on, what I said is I use 12 hours of my day to manage the crisis, and I use the other 12 to do all the other things that are required to run an organization this large. And so that definitely includes working on correcting and implementing the changes that were recommended by the Office of Complex Investigations.
You came to us by way of the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Center in New Mexico, overseeing more than 1,300 personnel, 18 locations around the world. What lessons learned there are you applying in your job here?
So lessons that I learned there and lessons that I learned throughout my entire time serving as an officer in the military are lessons that I use every day. And the one thing is that I like to just say that no matter where you're a leader or where you're a commander, is just the key is to remember that everyone has value, deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and that the leader or commander will serve you well wherever you go.
One final question that we like to ask guests at this time is, what does your day look like today? What fires are you going to put out? What challenges are you trying to overcome today?
I'm reaching for my calendar right now. So today, what it's going to comprise of is, we'll basically, as in the leadership role here in the State Emergency Operations Center, we'll be looking at the progress in each of the lines of effort that we have going on in the state to get through COVID. So there'll be a lot of briefings today and decisions made to move the ball forward. What I'm telling everybody is that we need a lot of 4-yard gains right now, and we just need to keep making progress and marching down the field toward beating COVID, flattening the curve, and getting to the other side of this.
Major General Knapp, thank you for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Major General Paul Knapp commands the Wisconsin National Guard. He's also the state's senior Homeland Security advisor and oversees Wisconsin's emergency management. Just ahead, it's On Point. Economic recovery, unemployment, and the coronavirus, COVID-19, is taking lives and livelihoods. The U.S. is posting historic unemployment numbers, but it didn't have to be this way, so why is it? On Point delves into that question next. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.